I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Fulfilling my own destiny. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on this Monday, July the 23rd in 2012. Just when we were doing the intro, I think my cat went and had a fight with another cat, so maybe you'll hear some of this later, because I'm in my outdoor office. We had a beautiful summer day today. It's nice and warm. I don't have to wrap up yet, and I hope that it stays that way. And so, welcome. It's good to be with you. I'm happy to be sitting in my garden, looking out at the trees and connecting with all of you. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hi, Barbara. I'm fine. The sun is shining. It's beautiful. And I have on sweatpants and a long shirt, a long sleeve shirt, because I'm freezing.
Right. But that's the air conditioning, is it?
I think it is, yeah. But at least it's beautiful weather. We drove over to Central Oregon yesterday. And here in Portland, it was cloudy. It was overcast. The clouds were really low. It was cold. It was breezy. And we got right up on top of the pass. And just as we started down the other side, the sun came out, and it was absolutely blazing hot over in Central Oregon. And then we were there all day long, getting sunburned, of course. And when we came back again, once again, we got up on top of the pass, and just as we were dropping down towards the Portland side, all the clouds just settled right down on top of us, and we had a little bit of rain, and by the time we got back to Portland, it was breezy and cool again. It was an amazing day with all the changes going on. Kind of reminds me of life and spiritual growth.
Yeah, I can confirm that about the weather. The last few weeks were very interesting. If it was a little warmer, I would have said we have a tropical summer, which is very unusual for the north of Germany. It was, and so we're really enjoying some nice warm weather at the moment, and dry especially. We had our share of rain, and I think it's not just us. The UK has been hit pretty badly with rain also. So it's going through one day and enjoying so many different weather situations is amazing. Did you see any rainbows?
No, I didn't get to see any rainbows. It was interesting because we didn't really have any rain, just a lot of heavy, heavy lowering clouds that were filled with rain. But, you know, the raindrops that we had were like, I don't know, 6 raindrops on the windshield, that kind of thing.
Lucky.
Yeah. So tell me what you're up to. What's going on in your life right now?
Right now, there's a black cat walking through my garden, which is not my cat, so there might be some more interesting noise coming in a minute. Mm-hmm. Settling in nicely, I have to say, into the new place, unpacking boxes, stacking left, right, and center still. And, we're going to do the next shift this week with doing more renovations in the house and getting everything to our liking, really making it our home and our place.
Okay.
Sitting here looking into the garden, we have yellow lilies in the garden, which have started to blossom. Last week, the first one, and now the other 3 or 4 are waving at me also, which is really, really beautiful. And I can say I'm really enjoying this garden. It's amazing to have such a beautiful office. I can't say it often enough.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, I am getting ready tomorrow night. I get onto an airplane at 11:35 p.m. our time, and then I end up in Boston, Massachusetts at 7:44 a.m. Wednesday morning. So that'll be 4:44 a.m. Pacific time. So I'm going to have to do some real time adjustments when I get over there, and I'm going to be able to visit my niece and her family, and then also to do the Soul Body Blueprint class. And by the way, everybody who's listening, there are still openings for 2 people in that class if you want to be part of it. So head on over to soulbodyblueprint.com and sign up. So
cool. So you're rocking the East Coast, right?
I'm going to the East Coast, yes. I'm going all the way across country from west to east.
It's not boring at all, is it? Like the last weeks, I mean, everything is totally unboring.
Ooh. Hello.
Piano.
Piano music. How lovely.
No spirit.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for taking care of the gremlins.
Oh, everything's pretty unboring, as I just said.
That was just confirmation of the unboringness.
I'd say so, yeah. And there's been so much happening, and I think I'm not the only one, and you're not the only one, going through so many shifts and changes, and there's everything is popping up left, right, and center, and everything wants to be looked almost at the same time. So I feel like juggling so many different colored balls and then taking some time to looking at them, so kind of freeze framing right in the middle of it. So it's well, when I go to bed in the evening, it's really time to sleep for me. My head hits the pillow and I'm gone.
Oh, yeah.
I wake up in the morning and it's like, wow, okay, the night is already over. So, and then the next day, it's that shift and change that everybody was talking about is definitely here now, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think it's still going on. When I was thinking about it back in October and started talking about all the movement that was going on, particularly in January and February, and to be prepared because it was really going to start up in like mid-April and be really heavy in May and then kind of taper off a little bit in June. Well, here it is, coming to the end of July, and it's still going on. Actually,
yeah.
It seems like it's almost a resurgence of it, you know. It's just amazing. Very powerful.
Yeah. And I haven't read my horoscope lately. What I could feel today, something has shifted once again in me, I can say, into some kind of a different kind of balance. I don't know if you've experienced something similar. And then I've looked on Facebook. The posts that are coming up are light. Whereas over the past few weeks, there was a lot of heavy stuff going on. I can say that for myself,
yeah.
With everything I went through in my personal situation, with the move and looking at my own resistance and going through all this and a new beginning with this new house and new surroundings, new neighbors and everything else. And somehow it seems today a phase of lighter walking has come through, and I can say I appreciate that's nice, being able to step lightly and not pulling so much weight behind me.
That's interesting, because I'm sitting here thinking, wow, because for me things are going deeper. So it isn't that they're lighter, you know, heavy or light. It's just that it's time to drop down another level I guess that sounds kind of odd, because you think of spiritual growth as going higher and getting enlightened and becoming lighter and all that other stuff. And for me, it's going inward and dropping down another level, going deeper within to let go of some of the outer trappings and become more in touch with that inner spirit and what it is that who I really am and what I really am going to do and need to do. So it's kind of interesting, just different phraseology, I guess.
Yeah. And then earlier there was, this really leads into a post, like I shared a post on our Facebook group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, and I believe we will have a caller in a few minutes also, and it was titled Rules to a Spiritual Life, and you and I spoke about this, and I don't really wouldn't really use the word rules either, because I feel constricted when somebody says this is the rule, because I see myself as a rule breaker in a way. But it is about going deeper. It is about looking at ourselves and to get to know each other and ourselves better. And that is definitely going deeper. So yeah,
right.
I mean, it's everything is connected. It's different shades of this diamond called life, I would say.
Yeah. Different facets. Interesting.
Yeah.
So we have a caller. Do you want to take our caller first, or do you want to do cards first? Maybe we better talk to Arielle since she's on the line. What do you think?
Yeah. And we haven't really given the topic yet. Like, we've been posting and promoting the show. So the topic that we decided on for today's show was Blinded by the Light, which we're going to dive into. And I think we're already in the middle of it anyway.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'd like to pull in Ariel also.
Ariel?
Hi. Hi there.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
I'm calling from the East Coast, from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be in Merrimack, New Hampshire, for the course.
Oh, that's right next door.
All right.
Good. More connections.
Yeah.
So Ariel, I just I kind of led off to the comment that you posted on Facebook to one of the picture posts that I shared earlier, and it's about knowing ourselves with all the quote-unquote faults and qualities, trying to see the good points in everyone we meet and to learn through compassion, to have faith in that the universe is unfolding as it should, to learn to align our personal will to divine will, and to find our purpose in life, for when in service with the divine spirit, it will forever fuel our passion. I'm thanking you for this, and this led to me asking you, would you want to call into the show? So welcome to the show, and it's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's an instant connection somehow. So would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, right. I am a priestess Ariel. I belong to the Temple of Witchcraft, which is headed by a famous author called Christopher Penzack. Right now I'm in year four of my ministerial program, and in March 2014 I will be ordained as a minister in the temple. I perform public rituals here in Manchester. I do six rituals a year at a local shop called Myths and Maidens, and that's how I basically take care of the people in my community.
So, Ariel, our topic today, I think you and Barbara have spoken about this, and our topic is Blinded by the Light, Well, for me in particular, a lot of people who come into find their spiritual path, and they step on that path for the very first time, and sometimes it's going to be for the 100th time, but never mind, we can go there too. And they become stuck because the whole picture, the overwhelming idea of spirituality is so overwhelming and so amazing, and that light, it just blinds them. So they stop and they don't know which way to turn. They don't know who to talk to. They don't know what lessons to look at. They don't know where to go. It really is a stymied position to be in. So what would you say to somebody, and I'm going to ask two people here, what would you say to the person who is brand new on their spiritual path and they're in that position of not knowing where to go, and who do they talk to? How do they find somebody, whether it's in person or online or a book, to kind of give them some guidance, someone they can trust? And then the other question is speaking to that person who is doing this for the 100th time. They're walking their spiritual path, and they just get to this next level or next point, and they get stopped because they don't know which way to go from there, because that light is so bright and they don't know where to go.
I think the most important thing is to learn as much as you can, and don't be afraid to look at all the different ways of trying to develop your spirituality. You never know what path will truly resonate with you. Sometimes it's a truly wandering road. Sometimes it's very straightforward. It all depends upon the person. I kind of look at all the different ways of approaching spirituality, as I'm sure you've heard of this before, but just different ways up the same mountaintop. So what we have to do is to find what works for us. And sometimes that path can take you on some very strange adventures. And if you get stuck, then maybe that means that you have to change your path to something that fits you even better. Because if you are traveling the spiritual path, you're changing inside. Mm-hmm. And what may work now may not always work as well in the future, because you're not the same person. You're growing and evolving. And so keep open as much as you can, because there's so many jewels along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's nice.
Yeah, keep thank open you very much.
And the jewels. Yeah. Find the jewels on the dirt
yes,
path.
Exactly. It's so fascinating, because at first I was in charismatic in the Catholic Church, and that's what truly gave me my first step in my spiritual awakening. And then I went into science, and I saw the beauty of creation. And I teach chemistry in a high school around here, and it's just beautiful. I see the hand. I just see such spirituality in science. I really do. And mm-hmm. then from there, I started to investigate a little bit of Buddhism, so on and so forth, the Baha'i faith. And now I have truly found that for me, what works best for me at this point is the path of Wicca. So mm-hmm. that's the path I'm on right now. And it's amazing. It's an amazing journey.
Yeah, it sounds. You sound very content, and I think that is something that we're all looking for, and sometimes we find this contentment, this happiness, and then we think, wow, maybe this is it, and then maybe that changes as well. So this reminds us all, I'd say, to really be in the moment, because you have explored different paths, and I believe you were happy with the moment when you found a solution for yourself. Am I correct?
Oh, yes, and every step of the way, like when I started investigating Buddhism, I mean, intellectually, I really felt that it fit me quite well, but the meditative part of Buddhism, the practical aspect of being able to empty your mind, was very, very difficult for me. And then when I found the path of Wicca, it fit me much better, because in Wicca, when you meditate, you fill your mind. And that I was good at. And thus I found, for me, my path. And so it all depends on who you are as a person, what works for you. And so that's why it's so important to know yourself. You have to know yourself if you're going to be a true spiritual seeker.
And that is very scary for most people.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that's how come there's all sorts of workshops out there for shadow work, and so on and so forth, getting into your inner self. But it's all essential. In fact, mm-hmm. the ancients from way back, that harkened back to the Greek times, the temple at Delphi, there was an inscription written upon there that said, "Know thyself." So from okay. the eons yeah. of the beginning of mankind, we have known that that is the first step.
Cool. You know? Ah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, know thyself is, I think it is, sometimes it's hard and maybe it's scary, but then it can be fun also, finding the beauty inside of ourselves, because so often we're being really hard on ourselves, and because we've mm-hmm. learned to be achievers in today's society, we grew up as you have to achieve, you have to educate, and then at some point, for yeah. me personally, I can say it was a I think certificates don't do it for me anymore. It was good to learn the do the workshops, do the trainings, do the teachings, listen, and but the certificates, I received certificates, and at the time they were really important for me, because it was this, I have achieved something. I've stepped up a level for myself in my spiritual education, and at some point the certificates just they went back into the original place of being a piece of paper and something is written on it, not more and not less.
Right.
It's a statement.
Yeah. Don't you find though that the certificates and certification, and I say this because I'm teaching this certification course.
Oh yeah,
but that's all right. But I've gone through my share of getting certified and getting licensed in various things as well. And there comes a point that it's necessary in the path of growth, I believe, because you're learning these different things. You are the student. And then there comes the point when you have to step out of the role of student and into the role of leader and teacher. And at that point in time, then you are teaching all of these things that you knew. And so all of the certifications that you got have now become so much a part of you that they're no longer necessary. But they were necessary in order to get you to the point you are today. At least especially, that's my...
Yes, and especially going then into the position of teaching classes that offer certifications. It is still important for society in various fields, in spiritual or holistic work, that we do mm-hmm. have certificates. I'm not saying it's something bad. I'm saying the word's not coming to me. The weight has shifted inside of me. Like, I still appreciate that I have the certificates because I appreciate the work that I put into these. They mean something right. to me. When I look for a workshop or something that I want to take part in nowadays, I don't look for the certification anymore for myself. If it was something that I need for completing my portfolio, then I would definitely look for something that offers certifications. And I do recommend to the listeners to check out the Soul Body Blueprint, because I've seen Jen working her magic, and it is worth the certificate, definitely. And it is, as far as I know, it is accepted in the Society of Holistic Practitioners. Is it, Jen?
Well, I'm in the process of getting approval through the National Massage Association, so that those who are licensed through that association can get continuing education credits, continuing education hours. And it's 38 hours, so it's a huge course that goes really well, way in depth into reading the messages that soul has put into our bodies. So
that's cool.
So we kind of got away from Ariel here. So Ariel, what else would you like to tell us? Did she leave?
Whoops.
And did we lose her? Okay. Well,
maybe
well,
the message Ariel, came through anyway. Know thyself.
Okay. Ariel, thank you very much for calling in. We really appreciate your input into this conversation. I know you had other things that you needed to do, so thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. All right. So you want to do your card?
Yes. Okay. I gathered all my card decks around me that I could find, because some are still hiding in boxes. I was diving into the boxes though to get some card decks out, and the one that wanted to be used today is the totems, the animal totem, the spirit animal guides. And then the card that came out of the deck for today's show is the swan. And it shows this beautiful swan in profile with this long, long, long neck. And it looks like it's smiling, actually. And there's water behind it. The water is not completely calm. And the swan in this book or this card deck stands for gracefulness and beauty. And the message that comes with the card, I have to turn my paper over here, is that your true talents are unfolding. A new hope lives in you. Heaven and earth are connecting. You can make your visions come true. The swan mirrors you the bright shining power of your soul. You are joy, beauty, and dance. Step out of the shades, live your talents. Bring joy to yourself and to others with your talents. Bring your vision and message into the world through your loving expression. Swan asks you to recognize and acknowledge the beauty of life and to express it through your unique way. And there's an affirmation that came with this card, and I'd like to say it, and we're going to put it into the show thread on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook later also. The affirmation that came with the card is, I walk and beauty is in front of me. I walk and beauty is behind me. I walk and beauty surrounds my whole being. That's my card for today.
That's beautiful. Now I know where you got the lightness.
Swan was with me all day.
Yeah. Well, I started out my day thinking about our show and what was going on, and I kind of felt a little bit of a what, down or depressed type feeling. And I had to examine where that was coming from and what was going on, because I'm not usually a very depressed person. So I looked inside and realized that it was a representation of the fear that people find, myself included, that we all find when we are opening to spirit or to something unknown within ourselves. And from that point, I brought out the cards and I said, all right, what is it that who needs to speak today and what's coming in? And there were two cards that just immediately jumped out before I even had a chance to spread the cards out. So, and the first one, when I saw it, I burst out laughing. And you will when you see it. It's called The Big Friend. And The Big Friend is actually a dinosaur. And in the mouth, with these very sharp teeth, big teeth and sharp teeth. And its mouth is open somewhat, but the two of the front teeth are actually touching. And inside the mouth of this dinosaur is a young woman lying with her hair draping down over the bottom lip of this dinosaur, and there is a golden light around her. And this is the big friend. And it took me immediately back to dream work, where we deal with nightmares, and how nightmares are so scary. And you wake up sweat-soaked and breathing hard, and your heart is just pounding in your chest. And it seems like it's just terrifying, which is kind of what this dragon would look like if you were in its, particularly if you were in its mouth, although you can't see it when you're in the mouth, but looking at it is pretty terrifying. And the message usually from a nightmare, the nightmare is our subconscious trying to get our attention, because we often don't pay attention to dreams. And the only way that it can get our attention is to scare the bejesus out of us so that we do pay attention. And we find out that the message of the dream very often is absolutely beautiful. And that's what I see in this card, is the same way that we look inside of ourselves, and very often we are so terrified to do so because we know, we absolutely know, our ego tells us, our mind tells us that we are terrible, that we are one of the worst people on the planet of the earth, that we have done awful things to hurt other people. And yet, when we get down inside and we look inside, we discover that that's not true at all, that that is simply the nightmare. That's the face that the mind puts on it to hide the beauty, the incredible beauty that is within us. And same with the spiritual life. We are so afraid because it looks like this huge dragon. And what if, what if, what if, what about, what if? And all the fear that comes up in us. And yet here's this beautiful young woman lying there as though she is in the safest of beds and completely protected and lying in the light. And that really is what the spiritual path is. So don't be afraid to look at the dragon, look it in the eye, and say, you are just that, you're a phantom. But in reality, when I get inside of that fear, then I find the beauty that's within. And the other card that came up is called Transitions. And I've had this card before, and it's one of my very favorites, but it fits so perfectly here as well. It shows a young, very young girl in a pink robe, just, you know, like 3 years old, 3 or 5 years old. And she's leaning forward, looking, peering into this pile of leaves, the brown, crunchy autumn leaves. And inside the leaves, there is the face of the old crone, the old and the new, the transition from old life to new life, from new life to old life. And looking again, it's very similar to the dragon one. When you look inside this pile of leaves that are just a pile of leaves that you would throw in the garbage, and that hides the wisdom that's inside. And in order to find that wisdom, you have to be willing to look with the eyes of a child. You have to be willing to express your innocence and not be afraid. And look into the eyes of the elderly, look into the eyes of wisdom and bring that into yourself. And a third card, I'm not going to read it right now, but there's a third card that has jumped out that obviously is for somebody. So we'll deal with that later. Those are my two cards, and I've already scanned them, and I will post them into the Facebook group just as soon as the show is over.
Wow, thank you. The dinosaur card, when you said this beautiful woman is totally comfortable. I had to think of King Kong for some reason, because there's so much misunderstanding in the story of King Kong, because he really loves this woman. And I just had an immediate picture of this. I don't know, that came out of nowhere. And when you were talking about this pile of crunchy leaves and the young girl standing in front of that and looking at the wisdom and having the courage to really look, it came to me to jump into the pile of leaves like children do, eyes of a child, really jump into it and play around in the wisdom, with the wisdom in a respectful way. And children are always respectful when they are in their innocent heart space.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Nice.
Well, I have a couple of things I'd like to share about this topic. So if I can do it now, or if you have something to jump in with, then I'll wait.
Go ahead, Jen.
Well, this is I wanted to share a post that was put on my timeline by Fletch Rainey. And it says, "I am the Lord, my God. You are too." And I thought that was so wonderful. And he gives a little bit of a visualization here I'd like to take you through. It's very, very short. In your mind's eye, take a cup with you to the ocean. For giggles, let's call the ocean God. Okay, now, take your cup and dip it into the ocean. And then when it's full, throw the contents of the cup high into the air. And before the water gets back into the ocean, in your mind's eye, freeze frame the drops mid-flight. Now imagine that each one of these drops is either male or female. Put faces and clothes on them. Some of them are still moving up. Some have already reached their apex and are heading back down. And they all seem separate and different. And they all have a different perspective or point of view, don't they? So now take a wider view of the ocean or God. Some of it is on the surface. Some of it is under tons of pressure, miles beneath the surface. Some of it experiences night and day, and some of it sees nothing but eternal darkness. Some of it is frozen solid, and some of it is steaming hot. Some of it is evaporating into the sky, forming clouds, and some of it is falling back to earth as rain. But the one thing that cannot be denied is the fact that all of it, is water. And the length of time between the water leaving the cup and returning to the source, or the ocean, God, is what we commonly refer to as a lifetime. So when you say, and when I say, I am God, I am simply saying, I am water. All of us are. So when you're feeling alone and you're feeling separate or isolated, remember to say, I am water. I am God. All of us are. That was one thing. And another, which I found really powerful. Another thing was Elizabeth from England, our friend Elizabeth Slingsby from England, watched a documentary about a presenter, what a presenter referred to throughout as connections or circles, connections in any case. And the documentary explained how the apple snail, a little teeny snail in a river somewhere in South America, is connected, with life forms in oceans around the world, and how the life forms in the oceans of the world and in rivers all work in harmony with each other. So it's really complex, but if you stop and think of it, that even something as humble as a snail, crab, or small planktons that live on coral reefs could actually knock the entire ecosystem and process of life on Earth completely out of whack. So we are all connected, and we, as humans who think we're so superior, really are dependent on those little snails and planktons. And so it's important for us to remember that all of us are connected. So when you get on your spiritual path, or when you're already on your spiritual path and you've been on it for eons, or you've been on it in this lifetime for years, you're typing, and we think that and we think that we're separate, and we think that we are above, or that we're better than somebody else, or that we know the answer. I know the only way there is. Whenever we get that attitude or that thought, to remember that we are all connected, one of Barbara's favorite phrases, everything is connected, and that we are no better than the tiniest little snail or cell in the ocean, in our bodies, in the world. So when you start on your path and you're getting all scared and freaked out, remember, all of the philosophies that are out there are connected. Finding your inner self, facing your dragon, finding your inner self that's so beautiful, checking in with the wisdom, being unafraid, walk in beauty, walk unafraid into that growth that's coming your way. Accept it, invite it, be adventuresome. Go on a real adventure.
You're getting confirmation through the telephone there, Jen.
Yeah, I know. And it's way out the rest of the house, too.
Wow, yes. I mean, that's like, we were thinking about an affirmation for the show, and what came up was the short form of what I've shared earlier from this card, the swan, and the wham-bam short version would be, I am beauty. Mm-hmm. And the other one I would like to add is, I am water. Because I really like that. I read that post also, and my instantaneous reaction was to comment on that, saying, I am water. And thanks, Flat Rainy, for this, because it's true. And it's the diversity of everything, the challenge that we see with what you've just shared about the tiniest speck in the universe can just be so powerful, and it goes in all ways, and we can be everything also. We are, as you say, connected with each other and with everything else. I'm connected to the tree that I'm looking at right now. I'm connected to the table that I'm sitting at right now. I'm obviously connected to you, Jen, because we're talking, and it's not just a visible connection. It's much, much more. So when we reach a point, when we feel blinded by the light, because maybe there's this point where people say, wow, you've got so much, much potential. And yeah, this is it's not surprising at all that such and such is happening with you and that you're experiencing these magical things. And sometimes we stand there and go, why? What? What do they see in us?
Right.
Remember that we're not alone. Nobody is alone. We can always fall back into our circle. And if it's not somebody that we could name right now, we can always go and hug a tree, or walk barefoot on the grass, or run into a pile of leaves, or roll in the snow, anything, everywhere, at any time, to feel a connection, to feel that we are indeed connected, and we are everything, and everybody is connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I have a feeling that somebody is wanting to call in and isn't doing it. And I've got this other card that is obviously somebody has asked this question, because I have no idea why I drew it. So if you're okay with it, I'm going to go ahead and use and give this card as well.
Sure.
Okay, this card is called To Meet with Another. And it shows two faces, a young girl and a young man. The man's a little bit taller, and he's kind of leaning over her. She's leaning against his chest. And there is beside them, a little bit below and to their left, is a moth, an incredible moth. It's got lots of colors, with mostly greens and some yellows in it, and a blue area on the wings, and feathery antennae and a couple of black eyes. The eyes of the moth are black. And so it's a nighttime photo. The girl's eyes and the young man's eyes, they're not looking at each other. They both appear to be looking within. So once again, if you are in the process of coming into a relationship or questioning your relationship with someone, maybe you've just met somebody, or maybe it's an ongoing relationship, the most important thing is to connect, whether it's physically or verbally or spiritually, somehow connect with that person. It doesn't have to be physically. It can be just on a spiritual level. And look within. So not expecting something from somebody else, not putting any responsibility on somebody else, but looking within yourself. Where is the love and where is the connection within you and on a spiritual level? And again, this is really important whether you're with the person or not. So there's a card for whoever wanted it.
And it so fits. We have Cindy. She is facilitating the conversation in our Facebook group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And she's just been messaging us, saying that while we're talking away, she keeps commenting, and talking to the people that are already in the group, talking away, about the show. I have this huge grin in my face now. And she says that while we are talking, she's already saying what we're saying without knowing what we're going to say. So there is some deep connection there, and it's shaking her. And I really hope it's a good way of being shaken, Cindy. Remember to breathe. This is awesome. One amazingly awesome. And I love you for it, because that's true connection. And it's
right.
It comes through. And when we're in that space that we can allow it to come through, it is coming through, and it will come through. And that is what part of the stuff that I do, and is for myself and with my clients and my students, I call it awareness training, to train ourselves when we notice that we're closing parts of us down and we're not letting in spirit or whatever we feel is out there and up there, when we're closing ourselves to connections. And when once we open up, it's so beautiful, and hopefully that Cindy can see that also and feel it and experience that. That is amazing.
And you speak a key word there, the word allow. I think that's the biggest thing, even talking about blinded by the light. Everything we've been talking about today is to be able to allow, rather than being afraid, and rather than stopping, is simply to allow that connection with spirit and to allow yourself to hear. I think a lot of times people who are, well, it doesn't matter how long you've been on your spiritual path. Sometimes there's a distinction. I'm going to make a distinction here between psychic activity and being on your spiritual path. I remember back in the 70s when I was first really actively getting into metaphysics, and I was told by a psychic that if I had any psychic ability, I'd have to really work to develop it. I went, okay, that tells me that I'm not psychic. I never have to think about it again. But then I got to meet a lot of people who called themselves psychic, and some that I acknowledge as being very psychic. And I found back in the 70s that there was an attitude of, I'm better than you are because I'm psychic, because I know things that you don't know. And then in the 90s, that had completely changed, and it was everybody has a psychic ability. But what I had come to terms with a long time ago is that psychic, because I had some psychic events happen, and I kept saying, no, that can't be, because I've been told I'm not psychic. So remember, when you get first started, it doesn't matter what somebody else tells you. They could be very wrong. But what I learned for myself is that if I had focused on being psychic, I very well may have stopped right there on my spiritual path. And for myself, I was grateful to this person for telling me that I was not psychic, because then I could focus on my spiritual path, knowing that psychic, that intuition, that any of those other things that we associate as gifts are a natural byproduct of our spiritual growth. So when you learn to open up and get rid of the fear, or walk into the fear, step into the mouth of the dragon if you want to, and face it, then the key is to allow. Allow the gifts to come. Allow spirit to speak through you. Allow spirit to speak to you. Don't worry if you don't feel like you have this gift or that gift or the other gift. It's all irrelevant. The spiritual path is your own very personal growth. And I don't care where you are on this path. I keep telling myself the same thing. And I've been doing this for many, many years, but the key is pretty much the same. Focus on your connection with spirit and allow. Listen. We did this before. Stop. Connect. And listen. And don't take any action until you are absolutely certain that it's the voice of spirit speaking to you.
Yeah, and I'd like to add appreciation of self, because Cindy, this really requires celebration, because it's as I said, awesome. The words are failing me because I'm so happy for you. I'm in so much joy that you are experiencing this kind of synchronicity, this kind of connection with us. And I'm so grateful for it, because Cindy, not just is Cindy doing the facilitating of the conversations in Purpose Talk Radio on the Facebook group, she also is one of the creators of our theme song. Together with Rachel and Jillian, they form the True Trinity, and they've done a beautiful job of this song, which I so love. Every time I hear it, my mood changes instantly. I get this huge smile on my face and I sing. So the connection has been building up and growing, and it goes through different stages, obviously. And this is a great example for the beauty and the magic that can happen in the best of ways, really, that this connection can grow. And then all of a sudden, we don't expect anything. Something happens and we realize, wow, this is so cool. And this just, you know, that's me saying, I look at the moment on my left, I can look at this beautiful tree that is my new best friend, really, in my garden. And then right in front of me is this huge trampoline, which the inner child wants to run and jump on the trampoline and scream with joy right now for Cindy, because I love this. I really do. And it's the appreciation of what happens with us when we allow and when we open up to all the possibilities that are out there. And when we find this yes, this inner yes, this we're happy with what we are experiencing in this moment. As Arielle was saying, she was walking different paths and trying out different things, and it's she was content and happy when she found her answers, which came from within or connected with her soul or her spirit. And she has found that in the path that she's walking right now. Mm-hmm. And this yes for me is always jumping up and down with joy. And now I have a trampoline. I can actually go and do that with some screaming involved.
Oh, well, make sure you get Derek to take a video of you so you can post it.
Okay, we'll do.
But we have another question. And by the way, we also have somebody who said that the third card about the to meet with another applied to them. So thank you very much for affirming that. I'm glad to know that it helped somebody. I'm sure there'll be others who it touches as well. But thank you very much to Lisa. And we have another question. Jillian asks, it is hard for me right now with all that is going on and all the good that is happening. It's hard to stay open without fear. How? Oh, my gosh. That is a question we all ask, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, the question is in the answer is in the question, really, because with all that is going on and all the good that is happening, focus on the good. I can relate to this, that if so much good is happening, what's coming next? Because of the experiences that I've had in the past. But the past is exactly that, the past. Enjoy the moment now, and focus on the joy and the good that is in your life, and breathe. Remember to breathe. It's so important that we stop, connect, listen, and breathe. Mm-hmm. And really take a deep breath. And what would be your suggestion, Jen?
Well, it is very scary with all this stuff going on, and you're ready for the other shoe to drop, so to speak, from the past, just like Barbara said. And I think that the most important thing is just what Barbara said, is to breathe, continue making sure that you take a deep breath. Every time that fear comes in, take a breath and remember that it is just the dragon. It is a phantom. It is your big friend. The big friend who looks scary, but who has all of this beauty and safety and comfort inside of it. So Getting through that fear is simply recognizing in a way that fear is a phantom, and stepping through the fear, recognizing it as a phantom, stepping through it into that beautiful light and safety that's on the other side. And it is hard. So what you have to do is say, okay, this scares the crap out of me. Take a couple of really big breaths and say, I'm going to do it. And oh, I'm doing it. And take the step. You're brave. You have done so much in what you've, and all these good things that are happening. Obviously, you've done so much. So your bravery is there. Screw up your courage, drag it up. I always tell myself, give yourself a wedgie and step right through.
And celebrate. Celebrate.
Such spiritual, party. Such spiritual talk. You know?
A spiritual wedgie.
And step
yeah,
through.
Humor is very important also to laugh, you know, because
right.
What I've experienced
oh, yeah.
is when it gets so serious, sometimes we take ourselves too serious as humans. And if we compare that to the animals, they don't really do that, I believe, because as I was watching the cats earlier, they were having a territorial thing here going on because my cat is still new to this and there's so many other cats here. But they were dealing with it. And then 5 minutes later, it was done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They walked past each other and there was no harm and no hard feelings done. And that is... We can apply that to our own life also, step out of it and do something completely different, to focus or refocus again. And dancing, celebrating, having fun, being childish, jumping on a trampoline is a very good way to do that. Humor.
Right.
And playfulness. Play. You know, I think that is for me, I can say personally, that is very important to play.
See, the siren is affirming what you just said, playfulness.
Very busy here today. A helicopter was flying over while you were talking, and an airplane was flying over also. Very busy today.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
so I see.
We're starting to get low on time. I
yeah.
think that's what you were going to say. So I want to make sure to remember to tell everybody that on purposetalkradio.com, make sure you go there, purposetalkradio.com, and right under where it says tune in here, there's a button that says donate. And you can donate to keep our efforts going because, you know, that always helps. And the other thing is that there is a link. Now I don't remember what it says, but there is a link that you can schedule a reading. I think it says readings. Right. You can schedule a reading, an intuitive reading with Barbara, an angel reading with Jan, or a joint reading, an intuitive angel reading with the both of us. And you can also schedule a half hour or 1 hour joint coaching session with the two of us. And those sessions are absolutely amazing. Anybody that you want to talk to, that we can give you some referrals of people we've done some of this with, and it's just really good feedback. So I wanted to let you know about that. Barbara?
Yeah, me too. What you said. Really, yes, I'm still in the process of working on my website and everything else. You can get in touch with me through Facebook, obviously, through our Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. I also have a page. It's called Barbara Patterson Caressing the Soul. And my website is www.barbarapatterson.info. And there's a lot of my stuff on that website. You can book readings, no more coachings with me. And the stuff that I do is awareness training, and it's what I call kitchen table style coaching, because I love sitting at a kitchen table, having a cup of coffee, and going diving deep, coming back to the surface, having a few deep breaths and a laugh, a good laugh, and some playfulness involved.
Right. And remember, I've got openings for two more people, only two, on the Soul Body Blueprint course that is taking place August 5th, which is a Sunday, through August 9th in Merrimack, New Hampshire, to get this certification in being a Soul Body Blueprint practitioner. So we have 1 minute left. Anything else you'd like to say in particular?
Lots of love to everybody. Go through the fear and breathe and connect, listen, and reconnect again with your soul, with your heart, and always follow your heart.
And walk in beauty.
Yeah, walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Destiny. All right, everybody. Soul blessings. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Sending you
Thanks
love.
For listening. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.